USDA released their December crop production supply and demand estimates on Tuesday, and as expected, the numbers for corn turned out to be a little bit friendlier than what was first anticipated. USDA came in and made no changes to the old crop corn numbers, which was expected. But for new crop corn, they actually came in and made quite a few changes that were quite friendly to the marketplace. We came in and we saw the supply virtually unchanged from the previous report, but we did see USDA come in and increase ethanol demand by 50 million bushels, and they increased exports by 150 million bushels. That's quite a jump, but mainly because of the fact that we're running about 33% above last year's exports at this time frame, made USDA come in and have to make the adjustment. That resulted in a 200 million bushel increase in demand and a 200 million bushel decrease in stocks, putting stocks right now for corn at 1.74 billion bushels. That's versus 1.76 billion last year. So we're actually seeing corn's ending stocks lower this year than what we saw last year, which is friendly to the marketplace. That was also about 164 million bushels less than expected by the trade. So we're seeing some bullish numbers coming out for the corn, mainly because of a much stronger demand than what was first anticipated. That should come in and help continue to support corn. Right now, corn is flirting with that 450 level in the March contract, which is pretty strong resistance. If it can break above that, we can see this market make a jump up to that 465 level fairly quick. So at this point, we're kind of in a pivotal point as far as corn is concerned, trying to cross over some major resistance. In all, this report was bullish to the corn market.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.